Hi there. The word for today is on the cure for worry. In Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7, the contemporary English version, this is what Paul says. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Then God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. So, when you pray more, you worry less. That means you have a choice, either pray about it or worry about it. In prayer, you give the problem to God. Therefore, you experience more peace of mind. Does that mean you won't worry about the problem at all? No. It means you'll worry about it less. While your goal is to give it completely to God and not worry about it at all, you'll only get there step by step. God's not asking you to exist in a state of denial. The old cliche and song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," fails to appreciate the seriousness of the concerns you have. God doesn't expect you to suddenly stop caring. Instead, he offers you an alternative to the pointless and exhausting habit of worry. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Does that mean a 30-second prayer will rid you of all your anxiety? If only, but it wouldn't. No, it means start your day with prayer and continue praying off and on throughout the day. Pray as you drive. Pray at work. Pray before your lunch break. Pray when you get that difficult phone call. Pray when you're disappointed by something. Pray when surprises come. Pray when you triumph. Pray in the midst of painful news. Pray without ceasing, literally. Your Heavenly Father, being deeply touched by your struggles, loves it when you come to Him asking for help. And you know what? He's right there, ready to step in. Just invite Him and watch what He does on your behalf. Okay? That's the word for you today.